It's been quite an election for the media. Donald Trump attacked the media again yesterday, calling out an NBC reporter by name.
And we have massive crowds. There's something happening. They're not reporting it. Katie, you're not reporting it, Katie. But there's something happening, Katie. There's something happening, Katie.
Trump gave no evidence of media bias, except to claim that his crowds aren't covered, while people on the left consider Trump way over-covered. The conservative media has been deeply divided this year, with a media CEO running Trump's campaign, while other conservatives are horrified. We've had several perspectives on all of this. Let's hear now from John Podhoretz, editor of Commentary Magazine. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning.
Did the Republican candidate get a fair shake from the mainstream media this year?
I think he got more than a fair shake. I think that the mainstream media helped immeasurably in him securing the nomination by covering him, in some cases, 60 times more in depth than his Republican rivals in the primaries. Since then, the coverage has turned extraordinarily negative, but he secured the nomination, and one can't exactly say that the coverage of Mrs. Clinton has been all that positive. So the idea that he is in a unique position, generating media hostility, I think, is based on his effort to stir classic conservative Republican feelings about the media to rally his base.
Did I just hear a conservative say the media did okay for Donald Trump in 2016?
The media certainly did okay for Donald Trump in 2015. I don't think that he would be where he is today if cable news in particular didn't basically turn, three news channels over to him as a kind of personal broadcasting system.
How divided are the conservative media really now?
They're extraordinarily divided. I mean, you can sort of line it up between sort of internet-only publications, I would say.
Breitbart, for example.
Breitbart is the most obvious, right? And then publications like Commentary, my own, or National Review, or the Weekly Standard, which are print primarily with a web presence, pitching to an older, and I would say more serious, more intellectually engaged audience, which have been expressing extreme skepticism about Trump and his relation to the ideas that have fueled the conservative movement for, 75 years.
Does this election leave the Republican Party in grave danger?
Yes. there's no question that win or lose, the Republican Party is split, and split in a way that I don't think any political party in the United States has been split in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. I mean, the Democratic Party, had a very serious left wing and a very serious non-left wing in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that kept it out of the White House with one sort of, post-Watergate break for, 28 years or 24 years, excuse me, from 68 to 92. And we could be getting close to that with the Republican Party if the divisions continue.
I just have to read a tweet of yours after the Cubs won the World Series last night. You wrote, "Now the curse will be on the GOP, which will elect a president next in 108 years."
Right. Well, I did say ducks after, which means
I'm being mildly
facetious, but I do want to qualify the word facetious because, we really are, I think, at a tipping point in which you could see a genuine split of the sort that the United States political system has not seen since the 19th century.
John Podhoretz of Commentary Magazine, thanks very much.
You bet.